Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description. Impressive music, pow, 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 big flashy shots, colorful, wow, cool, expensive sci-fi, Apple TV, call me. And we see the gnarly and twisted streets of Fresco. It is a new day, it is a new vibe, the vibe is fresh, the vibe is a little bit nasty, as it always is, and today we are in downtime. We have survived our mission, we are chilling. We're kind of in the amorphous between times, so things are taking as much time as we want them to. And so it is in one of these moments of downtime that we find it within ourselves to review our personal agendas, our characters' internal quests for this phase of play. Does anyone have an agenda that they would like to set?
Mine's currently make a big gamble and win, and I'm keeping that just because I didn't really do any of that and I'd still want to do it.
Nice.
I'm going to keep my agenda. I feel as though I'm making some serious progress on acquiring some boys for boys' night. So we got things in motion. Me and you, Noosh, we got plans.
Nooshing it up, yeah.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Sure. All right. Lottie's been kind of wanting to find some help, but I don't know if that is panning out so well right now. It seems like in kind of the spaces where we're moving towards, there's more like need for like official credentials or something like that. So I think Lottie wants to get some sort of the like a credential or status or rank or whatever that gives her a little bit of more freedom in maybe like the middle chips or upper chips or something like that.
I like that. I like get credentials for higher status life. Nice, actionable.
Inla's going to go back to one of her previous agendas that we haven't discussed. Inla is going to work on finding objects to help her create special armor. She has a vision of some cool artistic style armor that will protect her from stabby, stabby knives.
Inla's been thinking about knives a lot lately. No particular reason.
And death.
Interesting. Okay, fantastic. For the listeners, we call on our personal agendas for XP. If you do something to advance your agenda, that's great, and you get a little tick mark in your box, and you say hooray. Okay, Lottie, it is a regular day. It's the morning. You are trundling around, you're checking on your stuff, you're looking at the plants, you got the greenhouse up top. You look over at the poster that you have on the wall, the greenhouse. What is that poster?
It's an old, like, 20 to 25-year-old, like, ragged up protest poster from like, the events leading up to the big incident with the space elevator.
Oh, man. Okay.
So it's, like, really old and faded at this point.
I think it's a primitive grinder's symbol. Like, before they'd really locked it down and got a graphic designer on it, like, this one was hand-drawn. Is there a slogan, or I don't know?
No, this one is just, like, their logo, and then I think it would have been, like, a date for a meeting or something like that underneath it.
Cool. All right.
So it would have been one that she attended and then just kind of kept the thing for.
Well, you look at this poster. How do you feel?
Looking at it kind of has, like, a somber vibe for Lottie. A lot has happened ever since all of that went down. And she has a lot of mixed feelings about the days that followed, like, the big rebellion. So, yeah, it's kind of like a somber thing, and it has her thinking about a lot of different subjects in her past.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, these mornings are nice for moments like that. Like, things are often very chaotic, but right here it's you and your plants. Greenhouse looks good. You got your nubbly that was growing. How do you think your nubbly's doing?
That was the one where I went for the seed instead of the actual plant, right?
Yeah.
I would say it's probably only just starting to sprout. I feel like this is like a long-term project for Lottie, and these might take a while to grow.
Okay, yeah. You're looking at your nubbly. And then you head downstairs, so you got the greenhouse up top, but you also kind of have a root cellar situation where you're growing some mushrooms. And these mushrooms have always grown pretty well because they're mushrooms and they want to grow and they love it. And there is like water in the earth here. It's not quite water. It's a little bit juice. But they did try to terraform this planet. So there is a little bit of water in the atmosphere and in the ground. So between that and the juice, stuff is alive a little bit. You get down there and you realize it's looking kind of parched. And you stick your hand in the soil and it feels dry. Which is crazy because this is just the ground, and the ground is, I don't know, like this is just, as a gardener, you would know that something is different here. What this means is your mushrooms are not growing so good, and we're going to reduce resources by one because you depend on these to keep the restaurant flowing. This is something that you can fix. This is an ongoing trouble, but for the time being, I don't know, looking a little rough down there. So this is something you can address with a project clock and with story stuff, but yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. We can mark that on the sheet. And then whoever would like to do a downtime action, this is a great time.
Yeah, I think Inla would want to do a patrol. She's been anxious since the Giddy Girls attack. So after this, she just wants to make sure that she's wandering around and able to check on things, keep an eye on things.
I like it. What does it look like when you're patrolling the Scream and Slice?
It's mostly actually me from the rooftop, because I like to spend a little time with Lottie. But I think just kind of like looking out over and just kind of walking around the perimeter on the top and looking around and see if there's anybody around.
Do you feel cool up there or do you feel scared?
No, I feel cool up on the roof. I feel cool on the roof. I'm scared on the ground, but I'm cool on the roof.
All right. Cool camera shot. Enla from far away. A big coat flapping in the wind. Ooh, colors, textures. Also, I'm going to be an asshole here. You have a backing faction request. So your second downtime slot is going to be spoken for. Okay. So you will only get one unless you spend a coin on getting another one. And we're going to get into that at the end of this session, what that request is.
I'm also going to say we have 4 coins, so I think you should.
Yeah, for sure.
Fair enough.
Nice. All right. Who would like to go next?
Connie's going to train. So I'm able to upgrade my playbook. So I'm going to take foresight. So twice per mission or once per intrusion or unplanned mission, I can assist a teammate without paying any stress.
Awesome. Okay, so what does that look like when you're training?
So I'm training in a way that I can like foresee what's about to come. I'm going to rope in Enla in this scene.
Yes!
So this is sort of a double whammy where you want to test potential traps for your art exhibit. And I want to test my foresight based on like your behavior or anything to see what the trap is, to see if I can avoid it.
I love this. It's like Enla's just like setting traps all across the Screaming Slice just so you can avoid them.
Like, yeah, probably like in my usual haunts. And like it's an understanding, you know. I don't think we're like, I can't speak for you. but Connie's not looking to involve other people in this.
Enla, fair enough. Where would you set a trap, not considering other people's feelings?
There's lots of places. I imagine I would set one up in the root cellar. I would set one up in the kitchen. I would set one up in one of the booths in the Screaming Slice.
We cut to the scene. It is late at night in the Screaming Slice. Yanush is trying to do like the closing routine and the prep for tomorrow. This plays out.
Okay, I think I'm probably walking in the root cellar when a snare trap goes off, and immediately I'm able to pull out my knife and just cut it loose even before my leg's in the air.
Yes, okay.
I think I'll yell out, because I don't know where Enla is right now. Good job, Enla!
Yes!
It would have gotten me. It would have gotten a normal person.
Yes.
And then I walk 5 feet down, and like a big rock on a string like hits me across the head.
Yeah. Did that one get you? Yes! But can you see? Like, that's the important part. I need people to witness the art.
It's dark down here, but the next one won't be in a cave, I think.
Okay.
Enla, you had some art painted on the side of the rock. What was it?
A crude, just in red paint, cartoon version of the Stabby Stab Murderer.
Oh no, it's Shank Shank.
You know, she's like, God, I'm really worried about that. Do you think Shank Shank is around here?
Eh, closer than you think.
Yanush looks at you with terror.
It's okay, Yanush. You're already the ghost. He's not interested in the dead.
I resent that. I resent that remark, okay? Yanush is chopping. He's mad. Who has something next?
I need to get rid of stress.
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to use one on that. So Lottie's vice is to go up and work on her gardening. I definitely want to roll for this one.
Nice.
So my worst, that would be my prowess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a 5.
Okay, how many did you have?
I think I had 7.
Okay, fantastic. So. You're back down to 2 stress. Give me the scene. Give me the scene of Lottie, like, getting a little bit toasty. And
Lottie is, she's in her greenhouse just kind of tending to her normal routine, going through, like, trimming the manja, making sure it's all watered, going through, like, the vats of the slightly more processed stuff that she has, like, ongoing. And then she just kind of takes a break, goes out onto the roof, and just starts enjoying, like, a smoke for the evening and running through the events of the negotiation in her head and just thinking about, like, where things started to, like, freak her out a little bit, and she kind of started to lose her cool, and how Tank stepped in and stuff like that, and she's just kind of dwelling on how that would have gone so much worse for her if she didn't have the rest of the group with her.
Aww.
And just kind of feeling more comforted in that the rest of the Screaming Slice really does have her back.
That's really nice! Ah, okay. We see, like, I don't know, you're just crouched up on that rooftop. Oh, important. You gotta wear your mask. So trying to smoke something with your mask on is just like...
I mean, have you ever seen someone try and smoke a cigarette with an oxygen mask?
No! Oh,
my
no.
Grandfather used to do it. He would literally, like, take off the mask, take a big whiff of the cigarette, and then put it back on.
All right, now that I'm thinking, maybe Lottie's extremely practiced at that, actually.
She's probably been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Oh, you have a beautiful...
It's not pleasant to do it, but, like, she's used to it.
Nice. I also do not recommend doing that. That's incredibly, yeah, uh-huh, incredibly dangerous to smoke with oxygen. It's incredibly flammable. Please don't do that.
Amazing. You have a beautiful moment, and you don't explode. Fantastic. Tank, where are you at, buddy?
Okay, so I have several things to do today in this downtime. Last time, there was someone on the tickball team that I had to go meet.
So that was Shahadi, who's the goalie. He asked you to meet, and you didn't really know why. Like, it was just sort of unclear. It was like, come meet me later today. So if you want, you can go to that meeting, or you can say you missed it.
No, I'm going to go to that meeting.
Okay, yeah.
It's one of my number one priorities. One of my many number one priorities.
Tank is a big planner, but all of the things on it are equal. Like, there's no plan. It's just all number one priority. Okay, so you head out behind the gym at night where he said to meet. And you can hear people, like, people are sprinting around the track, you know. People are yelling in the distance. Soft radio, manja mic in the distance, just like, hey, I'm here. Hello. Anyway. It's me. It's manja mic. Slash a baby. That's my iconic phrase. Okay. And anyway, yeah, so you're out behind the gym, and you see Shahadi, who is huge, scary. Like, one of the big things about Shahadi is that he is known as someone with intense focus. Like, he's one of those game sense guys. Like, he's not the best athlete. He's the best, like, strategy guy, you know?
High tickball IQ.
High IQ, yeah, for sure, for sure. And so he sees you, and he's just like, hey.
Hey, what's up? And I go to, like, dap him up, but totally fuck it up.
Nice. He looks at you as if you've grown another arm. Like, he looks at you with absolute, like, contempt.
Yeah, right. Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad. Forgot you're not really, like, a guy who...
Like,
who,
what?
Who daps up, right? No? Okay. Sorry. Continue.
He's just looking at you. I'm laughing. He's just looking at you. You feel about 2 feet tall. He says, he's like, okay, so you know Jim Bob, right? Jim Bob Mascarpone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Jim Bob. Yeah, I told you about that bribery thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sucks, right? Like, he's a guy that you don't like?
Well, yeah, of course. I tried to bribe him, and he kind of, you know, retaliated
yeah.
a little bit.
Okay, okay, so you don't mind fucking him up? Like, that'd be cool for you?
I mean, yeah, yeah. Is that what you need me to do for the team?
Yeah, dude. Complex emotions on his face. He's, I don't know. You get the sense.
Is everything okay?
What? Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, what are you? You're like 19. How old are you?
I'm like a tough 19. I'm like a weathered 19.
What? Wait, is Tank actually 19? I just pulled that number out of my ass. Like, I don't know. Really good improv response, though. Kudos. He looks at you again, that like really searching kind of look, and he's like, yeah, that's cool, man. Okay, yeah, so that's the job. I need you to go.
Wait, was my age important for that?
No, it's just you're really young. I don't want to be doing this shit anymore. I don't want to be fucking people up to intimidate people. And like, I don't know. Maybe I'm above it.
Wait, are you saying this is like you handing it off to the next generation?
He looks at you.
Like, am I the next generation?
You hear a marching band somewhere far away. It's just like a resounding horn that fills you. And you're just like, oh. You know? And he goes like, yeah, dude, yeah. Yeah, so this job, you beat the shit out of him, tell him don't fuck with the fuzz, and that's it.
He's fucking with the fuzz?
Yeah, man.
Oh, he's gonna get so fucked up. Can I borrow, like, a separate mask, though? Because, like, he knows mine. Or is this a situation where, like, you need him to know that it was us?
He's just looking real sad, like, and he looks at you and he's like, you do whatever you want, dude. It doesn't super matter.
Hey, Jody.
Yeah.
You're not looking great. You look like you're hurting, but like on the inside. Like, do you have like an emotional concussion?
Stop being funny when I'm trying to act.
Emotional concussion, I think, is my favorite phrase.
Jody's lip twitches. This was a good thing to say to him. You're a good guy, dude. You're a good guy. Yeah, it's all good. I'm thinking about moving. I'm thinking about getting out of town. You want to be on the team, right? You want to play for the team?
More than anything in the world.
The marching band swells. So, yeah, great. So, like, I can't really pay you, because I wasn't really getting paid either. But if you do this, I don't know, maybe we do some coaching? I don't know, do you need coaching? What do you...
Yeah, I mean, I would love, like, a mentor-mentee situation.
That's gross. I don't want to do that with you.
Okay, like a team captain looking out for the next generation kind of deal?
I mean, I'm not the captain, but we can throw the tick around, right?
That's good. Yeah. No, yeah. That's sufficient payment.
All right, later. Starts walking away.
I will crack him.
Tank turns to the camera.
Right. As he's walking away, Tank's just going to, hey, Shahadi.
Yeah.
Hey, if you ever need anything, I'm your teammate. I'm here for you, bro.
He kind of looks at you, kind of nods, looks tired, walks away.
All I can think of is, hey, Shawty, it's your birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday.
Yeah. You try that with him, he will turn you into paste. Right.
I know, but that,
yeah.
That's 50 Cent brain is. Exists in this world.
Completely unchanged. Yeah, he's the only thing.
Yeah, yeah. Except his name is 0.5 coin.
Incredible. Oh, God. So I don't really know if we should call that a downtime use. Like, that was just kind of you receiving a potential
mission.
Yeah, that was like a mission.
I think that was just
opening.
Replay.
Yeah, that was replay. Okay. Yeah. So you can still. What do you want to do on your list of priorities?
This one is going to be like advancing my agenda.
Yeah, we haven't started a clock for boys' night. We should start a clock.
We should start a clock.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We should buy a bar.
Whoa. Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to create a personal project of boys' night?
Well, this is the most ambitious project we'll ever have on the show.
It's a 28 clock. By the end of it, Devin has like a Hands Across America thing where like all the boys are just like hand to hand. Well, okay, so the clock size depends on how complex the project is. So is this like, I want to hang out with Yanoush tomorrow? Or is this like, I need a lot of boys for boys' night?
Oh, no. Hanging out with Yanoush is step one.
Step
1A of mini steps.
Okay,
I have a pitch for this.
Yeah.
This sounds like a community project to improve morale.
Oh,
yes! Right?
Boys Night will absolutely improve morale.
Incredible.
Hell yeah.
I would agree completely. Okay.
This right. game has mechanics for Boys Night.
Boys Night! Boys Night!
Boys Night! Yeah.
So, is it fair to call it an 8 clock? Do you feel like what you're envisioning is represented by an 8 clock?
I can for sure make it into an 8 clock.
Okay.
This game is mechanics for boys night.
Activate boys night. I feel like let's do another round and then we'll come back to boys night.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So before we can do another round, another thing is going to happen. Connie, you're in the middle of a regular day. What are you doing?
I think at this point I'm probably cleaning up around the restaurant.
Okay. Are you mopping, dusting? What are you doing?
It's a combination of mopping and, you know, because we have to have reusable cups because, of course we do. We don't get new things here. So it's like dumping the whatever drinks people have into the mop bucket as well as just...
Much to consider. Thank you.
Well, I guess I'm not cleaning with that mop bucket, but once I'm done, you know, it's a bucket.
It's like a bus tray that has just like all the... Mm-hmm.
Oh, nasty. I love it. Okay, so you are getting your work done. You're just listening to the chatter around you, and you hear a piercing, shrill sound that is industrial and strange and high-pitched. It's like, you know what, dogs hear and it makes them crazy. You know, it's like this. And not only you hear it, everybody in the place hears it. Everybody at once like, oh, and like keels over for a second. This is loud and it feels like it's coming from inside your head. Like, it's real bad. And you're like, what the fuck was that? Like, none of you know what this is. Everyone spends a few minutes going, I don't know. You know, they're Muppets. They were Muppets eating at this restaurant, but that's fine. And what sucks is that happens the first time around midday, and then it just keeps fucking happening. It happens repeatedly at all times of day and night, intermittently. There's no time interval. There's no anticipating it. Sometimes you go a full day without one. Sometimes there's 10 in a day. It hurts. It sucks. Everyone's mad. Everyone's on edge. We are lowering morale by one. This is an ongoing trouble that can be solved with a project.
Okay.
Yeah. Does anybody else have a personal thing they'd like to do?
I know Inla is doing something with the Weathermen at some point, but or some faction related. I assume it's the Weathermen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I could also train.
You could spend a coin.
Spend a coin to also train.
Yeah. Okay. You want to train?
Yeah. Sure.
What
Give
are
me
you,
some training.
What are you training? Are you training playbook? Are you training an attribute?
Playbook.
Yeah. And we get two for playbook because of previous upgrades.
Nice. Are you anywhere close to leveling up?
I'm 3 away from playbook XP.
So what does it look like when you're training?
Well, I guess the question is, like, what am I leveling up to? But I was picturing, like, a training, like, classic, like, boxing, sort of. Just, like, in the corner, just, like, punching a bunch of shit, but with knives. it's like, stabbing the bag until it, like, falls apart and then sewing it back together and then stabbing it again.
Nihar, can I put you on the spot? Can we see you training with Runk? Like, you're just hanging out with Runk on a regular day?
Yeah, I'm kind of out in the wastes. Like, just because I know that there's stuff out there that I can destroy and I'm not going to hurt anybody.
What are you near?
A large trash pile that I've been kind of accumulating different things to stab. Soft things, mostly, because I can't stab metal.
And I believe Runk is using some of the foam they use to put limbs back together on bodies to like, you know, piece together, like, a good punching bag equivalent. Or whenever these, you know, whenever they fall apart, Runk has the resources.
I really appreciate you helping me, Runk.
Yeah, of course. Anything. How many times are we going to be doing this? We've been here all day.
I mean, I don't know. I just got some shit I gotta work out. And this is...
Yeah, of course.
Helps.
Of course. You getting hungry or something after we can go get some dinner?
I mean, we could, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really been hungry. I haven't really eaten a lot recently. I've just been kind of thinking a lot about hitting things and stabbing things and trying to sleep but failing and just try to prepare, you know. I feel like there's gonna be some retribution.
What does Runk look like right now?
Quite tired. It's been a long day of work, because this is not long after acquiring the biggest giddy girl as a body to hide and recycle. So I think that takes up a lot of their time. So they're a little haggard looking, again, hungry, like they said, visibly sort of tired, but, you know, is taking this opportunity to bond with Edla a bit more and trying to kind of hide the tiredness.
Well, also, it's interesting that, like, you dealt with the body that Edla created, right? Like, that's something. Yeah.
Yeah. She's talking about stabbing things and hitting things, and this tracks with what I saw.
Runk, wait. Where'd you put her?
Right now, she's just on ice. But We've got a couple demands. This would make a really good batch for the Farmers Union. Gonna take a lot of grinding. I don't know if you want to hear about this.
No, I don't want details. I don't know. I just keep having nightmares, and you know she's just like on fire and attacking me. So I nice to know she's on ice. That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. Hey. I see this kind of shit pretty regularly. You don't need to beat yourself up.
No.
It was either you or her. I'm sure of it. Just judging by the wounds, the defensive wounds and the attacking wounds on it.
You know, I actually really appreciate that, Runk. I think I needed to hear that. I've been beating myself up a little bit about all this, and I don't know, maybe I've gotten a little too focused on the knives. Maybe I need to try to resolve conflict without them.
So we see, do you guys get dinner together or do you part ways?
So do you get free pizza at the Screaming Slice?
All right, come on, Runk. I'll take you over there. Let's get some food.
Ah, beautiful little end cap. Two silhouettes on the roof. Big slice of mushroom pizza. Delicious. Ooh, so good. Okay, so at this juncture, we still have three people.
I'll go, because I have two things to do, I guess.
I always appreciate when Devin leans into the mic as if he's ready to deploy something.
He's just like, hello. I'm here.
All right, hit me.
All right. Tank is going to meet up with Yanoush, but unbeknownst to Yanoush, this is not just meeting for drinks. This is the boys' night auditions that Tank has been advertising. He's been hanging up the posters that look like ransom notes.
Yeah. Like chopped up letters from magazines.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So where are these auditions held?
They are in a bar.
Okay. And the name of that bar is The Closure. It's in The Closure. Is that good? Everyone loves it when you do improv and then you end it with, is that good? Do we like that? Do we enjoy it?
Do you get it?
Wow.
I just thought it was funny that he would be holding an open audition at a bar that, like, has other patrons.
That's beautiful. Okay, I would love to see some other patrons leaning into this encounter.
No, I don't think we need other patrons.
All right, Tank.
That's just background noise.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the Yanoush's rare night off. He walks into The Closure where you told him to meet him, looking exactly the same as he always does when he's working, which is to say, extremely crisp, tidy uniform from like 60 years ago. 60, 70-year-old uniform, looks brand new, put together, tight. Walks in, looks at you, kind of does like a helpless shrug, like...
Tank goes to dap him up and fucks it up again.
I think he just stands there, like he doesn't even try. Like he's just.
Okay, cool.
Sit now?
Yeah, let's sit. I got a table in the back.
All right. Follows you into the back. What is waiting in the back?
It's not like a back room or anything. It's just like the corner of the bar.
Okay.
But it's definitely way bigger than necessary for two people.
It's that thing in the corner where Yanoush looks at the situation and slides all the way to the corner of the corner, like all the way in the middle, and so just has to like squeak through this booth.
Well, Tank is also gonna squeeze in. get real close.
Yanoush looks at you.
All right, Yanoush, I'm glad we can hang out, and I thought it would be like a really good time to kind of expand our social circle.
So, our social.
Yeah. You know, since we're like...
I thought you were firing me. I'm going to be so clear with you. I thought that you were firing me.
You think I have, like, any responsibility?
No, I think that Halberd, like, hires people to do stuff she doesn't want to do. So,
oh, actually, you know what? I think I did fire someone 3 weeks ago. Now that you mention it...
Smash cut to that encounter. No, my children! I have to support my family!
No. Halberd said you just, like, shouldn't come back, like, for a while.
We smash cut back. Yeah. Amazing. You knew she's looking at you. No.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with the Screaming Slice. You know, I just thought, like, since we're, like, kind of boys now, that we would expand our reach. I kind of, like, been hanging flyers around town, and we got some... some people lined up, and Tank pulls out a stack of headshots.
They're all like crisp, glossy photos for no reason. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I think this is the first guy now. Okay. So we're just going to like kind of interview them and see if they can like hang with our crew, you know, if the vibes are right.
Is the crew you and me? That's the crew?
The crew is you and me. Yes. They're here. Okay. All right. Kip Bocephus, it says here that your likes are junky Western music and cobless corn, and your dislikes are young people and change.
Yeah, that's accurate, yeah. Yeah, so I like cobbles corn because, you know, I don't need to use my hands. I can use a fork. Or just, you know, just tip the plate up into my face. And, you know, I just prefer that because I don't like holding things, really, so.
Yeah, but it was my understanding that, like, the custom is to eat cobbles corn out of your hands. Like, your hands are the bowl.
Yeah, I just can't fit that much corn in my hands, so...
Well, he said he doesn't like change, so...
I don't like, I don't, you know, so I like to eat it off a plate so I can, or a bowl, so I can properly get, you know, enough. If I'm gonna eat cobbler's corn, I'm gonna eat, like, a whole quart of it.
Okay, I can vibe with that. What made you interested in our crew?
Yeah, so, you know, I dislike change, but I also kind of need something in my life right now, because I just feel like...
Wait. You're a liar, dude.
What?
You said you dislike change, but you needed a change.
Yeah, I need a change, obviously. I live alone with my tiny fucking hands, and I just, like...
Is that why you have yet to, like, show us your hands from behind your back?
This dude won't show us his hands.
I thought it was weird to sit into a booth with your hands behind your back.
Listen, I'm a little subconscious about it. But
all right, dude, we gotta see him.
But my therapist told me I gotta expose myself. Fine, okay. Expose yourself, and someone will feel the cracks. Love will feel the cracks.
Oh my god, those are the smallest hands I've ever seen.
All right, do we want a small-handed liar?
No.
No.
What?
No. Next.
Come on, man.
Next on our list is Butch French. They like the farmer's market and upcycling, which, if you ask me, is... You know, the hipsters co-opting what everyone on this planet does already. And their dislikes are wearing socks and, oh, this isn't good. They dislike tickball.
Ooh, that's heavy, man.
Yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself?
About what, man?
You don't like tickball. This guy loves tickball. Look at him.
I live and die for tickball.
He lives and dies for tickball. I mean, I'm kind of ambivalent myself.
Wait. Is this, like, about going to a tickball game? I thought this was about...
No, this is about brotherhood and friendship and being boys
for
life.
Building a community.
Oh, for life?
Yeah, right. I just,
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. You got two strikes. There's only three, and you really need to sell us hard, okay?
Three strikes? So, is that a tickball thing?
He said tickball three times now.
Look, guy, what do you think you can give the boys... And what do you think the boys can give to you?
Well, I got a real good sense of community, but I could bring around my night piglet sometime.
You have a night piglet?
Yeah, if you don't mind having shit on your floors.
What do you mean?
Are they known for shitting frequently? I didn't know that was a thing.
No, they're not. Mine shits a lot. Like on my hands most of the time.
You're carrying it?
When I need to move it outside to shit, but then it just gets all my hands, and then once I'm outside, it doesn't.
I think I've heard enough from this guy.
Yeah, you're not gonna like...
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to win you over. Okay, hold on. Let me reset back to zero.
Just one good thing about yourself.
One
just
good thing, man.
Anything you can think
one
of.
One good
just
thing.
One good thing.
Last guy was a real dud, and you're tripping over the bar right now.
He's thinking real hard.
All right, get out of here! I'm sorry. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
These were the only three that applied. So.
Oh shit! You're still sitting here. What's up?
Oh, hi. Hi.
Uh oh.
Hi. I'm not around a lot of boys.
Is that yogurt you're holding?
Of course it's yogurt. I basically live off the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys just seem really cool, and I just kind of came over here and just sat down. So I kind of heard you were doing like a boys' night thing, and I kind of want in.
Wow, get a good vibe off this guy.
Okay.
What are some of your likes?
Well, I like yogurt.
Okay. Full of prebiotics. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
The
flora. It's good for your gut, right? Stomach. You know. Yeah. And I you know, I race vertebrates, and you know, I don't really like manja, but I do really love juice. Juice is good, you know.
Ooh.
And yeah. Oh yeah.
That was a real plus and then a minus. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me it was a.
Wait a minute, dude. Are we not aligned? Are we unaligned in our values?
I don't know. How do you feel about juice?
How do you feel about juice?
It's like kind of like used a lot in tickball for a competitive edge.
Oh my god, you're a tickball player?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like working my way up to the team, but like, yeah.
Oh, you're not on the team? I guess I thought you were on the team.
I mean, I'm like in the reserves of the team, you know?
Okay.
Like,
wow,
the farm
you made
team.
It to the reserves?
No, it's not that cool. Let's put your mouth back open.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
You can close your mouth. It's fine. It's...
That's so cool.
I don't want to see
your
tongue,
maybe keep your
dude.
Mouth like 50% open.
Why is your tongue so long, dude?
Do you know Ufa?
Yeah, I know Ufa.
Oh my god.
I don't like this guy's tongue. I don't know.
Sorry. That's just like my idol. I just, wow. I've never really had the physical athleticism for tickball, but I really, really love the sport.
That's something I could really get behind. What's your name, kid?
Oh, sorry. My name is Grever.
And how old are you in this bar that we're in?
Oh, sorry.
Wait a minute. You aren't two kids stacked, are you? I mean, boys is plural. You said boys night.
But you knew, we can't be hanging around children.
Oh, yeah. But with the trench coat on, they're an adult. Sorry, I'm losing the thread. Grever, are you a man or are you two children?
We need to know.
Tell us now.
This is really, really a borderline thing.
I'm actually a man, yeah. I just was fucking with you a little bit.
Okay. So if we open up that trench coat.
We never will. Maybe we just never
if you
will.
Open up the trench coat, you're just going to see my naked body. But that's fine. It's
oh,
fine.
Okay. Okay. Going commando, I see.
Another negative in the column. Okay. Yeah. Or positive?
Is that actually, I think it's... Honestly, didn't get that kind of confidence from that kid.
Yeah.
But, you know... Shows?
Are we very different people, Tank? I'm getting a very different...
We need lots of different types of people to round out our boys.
We need lots of boys, exactly.
Oh, God.
I just find that, you know, like, if things start getting in a kerfuffle, I just, like, throw off my trench coat and run. Nobody wants to chase after a naked guy.
Okay.
All right.
It's not weird.
He says it's not weird. Yeah.
If he says it's not
he's
weird...
He's got a long tongue and a trench coat. What's weird about that?
I mean, honestly, better than the last two.
Better than the last two. All right, you want to be boys?
Oh my god, really?
Welcome to the boys. Name TBD.
I'm so excited.
We try to do the big, like, slam handshake, like in the Commander.
Or like Predator. The Predator.
Yeah. Except we're trying to do a three-way one. Like, weird slapping.
Yeah. Alright, we'll work on that.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited.
Damn.
Wait, is it Grever or Crever?
No, it's Grever.
I thought it was Trevor.
Like Trevor, but with a G, Grever. I mean, it's close enough, it's fine. Honestly, it's way nicer than the things they call me in school, so.
What were those things?
Well.
Was it like Grever, because that's your name?
You seem like you don't like me that much. I'm going to talk to Tango. Okay, hi. Well, yeah, they called me lots of names. They called me Yogurt Boy. They called me,
Isn't yogurt kind of a status symbol? There's not a whole lot of dairy here.
I mean, I make it myself, so.
Oh, yeah, I can see why they would make fun of you.
And so we got away from the first of many successful boys' night outings.
Yeah, where are we at on the clock for boys' night now?
After that. Yeah, let's do progress roll. Okay, I would give that two ticks. I'm willing to just give that a straight two.
Okay.
So that'd be about a quarter two there. Out of eight. Incredible. A really solid boys' night, I guess. I don't know. All right. Who would like to go next? We have a Connie, a Lottie, and a second tank action.
So for her second downtime activity, Lottie's going to work on improving relations with the Big Tomato. And it didn't seem to go all that well last time when... Lottie dropped by and gave them a gift, and the response to that was them breaking into our basement.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a restaurant very close to the Scream and Slice called the Big Tomato. It is run by a woman named the Big Tomato and her hench person, the Cumber. We hate the Cumber.
Or do we? Do we know enough about the enigma that is the Cumber to truly hate them?
The camera smash cuts to huge silhouette, frightening, rotund, immense. What's the word for like a stretched out oval? You know what it looks like. It looks like a fucking cucumber. It's like 6 feet tall, big plastic costume, green. Inside of it, face sticking out, arms sticking out, also green, scary, dead eyes. The paint splashes on the screen, the Cumber. Lottie, what are you going
to
do?
So given how kind of poorly her last attempt seemed to go, I think Lottie needs to know more about what's going on here. And she actually wants to go talk to Halbert about the situation. So I think Lottie's going to catch Halbert, I guess, when she's not busy. You know, Lottie doesn't want to stress Halbert out. Want to catch her when she's like less stressed out, less focused on work or something like that. Yeah. So, I don't know, I guess the evening. Lottie goes up to Halbert and just says, "Hey, Halbert, can we talk about our neighbors?"
Yeah, so you go in the back storeroom area, and it really is just the storeroom. This is dry storage, and at the end of the night, Halbert takes her hammock and clips it up to both sides of storage and just hops on in. And so she is in there with a little tiny book. She shuts it when she sees you come, and she's like, "Oh, sup, Lottie?" Neighbors. You mean the big...
Yeah, those neighbors.
Yeah, what about them?
Look, I've been trying to respect your privacy and
that's
all.
That's good. Respect is important.
Yeah. Look, I went over there recently. Gave him a little gift. Just try to, you know, smooth things out a bit because it doesn't seem like it's been great between us. And, well, you know what happened recently.
Yeah.
That was their answer to that. I've been here a while and it doesn't seem... I've never seen two restaurants so at odds with one another. Would it be too much for me to ask what went down between you two?
It would be too much, and I'll tell you why. Because this incident devastated me. It was foundational, and I don't want to talk about it. Even though I've known her for maybe 20-plus years, she was one of my closest friends. This is the Big Tomato, of course. I'm not going to talk about it. Things change. Relationships change. People change. She's sort of turning red a little bit.
It's okay, Halbert. You don't need to tell me anything you don't.
Well, I'm not
you
going
want
to. I
haven't,
to
of course,
I'm not going to tell you
but,
anything. So, yeah.
It's just, it's starting to kind of become a little bit of our business, too, because they're breaking into the building.
Well, yeah, but that's fine because I'm breaking into their building.
You're what?
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, where do you think we get our tubers, dude? I mean, yeah, I go over there like twice a week.
So how do they break into here often, too?
I mean, I assume. I don't know. What do you think left that gunk snake?
Smash cut to Endless playing with Goliath upstairs.
Smash the camera cut. Zooms into Goliath's eyes. There's like, oh my god, wait, there's a color in there. Is it the red of a tomato? Oh, zoom out. Yeah, so I mean, like, that's kind of how it is. It's like, you know, like, fair is fair. Like, you know, like, I steal from them, they hurt me, I cheat on her, she... hurts me, you know, things of this nature. Restaurant stuff. Strictly professional.
Well, that's definitely restaurant stuff.
Do you want to steal some tomatoes later?
Halbert, maybe we can try to stop doing that to them and figure out a different solution. It's just, they fucked up my garden.
Halbert takes this seriously. Halbert considers this. What is your goal in this? Are you trying to roll on Halbert or are you trying to...
The original goal, Lottie was trying to get in kind of just like a fair amount of information, not like pry too hard into Halbert's life, but just something to work with because she didn't get a lot out of the Cumber last time she went.
The camera smashes back to the Cumber. The Cumber is looking right at the camera and they go, "Cumber!" Smash out. Anyway.
You know, Halbert, why don't we start with somewhere that's not quite so difficult? Let's not talk so much about the Big Tomato. What do you know about the Cumber?
You know, Lottie, I'm not afraid of many things. That thing scares me. The camera has like the 2001 A Space Odyssey, like, wah! Which is super close on the Cumber's, like, dead eyes. Yeah.
What did he do? Like, I know he looks a little, more than a little scary, but they're just a guy, aren't they?
Halberd looks into the middle distance, breeze blowing through her hair, indoors, inexplicable. She doesn't have hair, she's bald, anyway. Yeah, she has a buzz cut. I don't know if I've mentioned that. She's real short hair. Breeze flowing through her buzz cut. Unnoticeable. The hair's too short. You know, legend has it that when someone loves a vegetable, truly and deeply, the vegetable loves them back. The 2001 Space Odyssey sound is playing again. I made that up. That was made up, but sounded good, right?
So he's not.
I don't know a goddamn thing about the Cumber, and I don't care to. Tell you that much for free.
Good to know. look, Halberd, I need something to work with here. I'm trying to smooth things out with them at least a little bit before they burn the place down.
Yeah, yeah.
You like this place, don't you?
We can burn their place down.
I think that just leads to two burnt pizza places.
Okay, so is your ultimate goal, you're just trying to roll on the clock of improve relations, right?
What I had in mind was that, like, if Lottie succeeded in learning more about the situation, she would be closer to solving it.
I think I would let you roll on Halberd right now, and then that would tick your clock, even without doing anything to the other restaurant.
Yeah, that was kind of my idea.
Yeah, so do you want to roll something on her right now?
Yeah. I mean, you know that I want to use charm. I'm trying to win her over and get her to trust me, but I am also kind of trying to persuade her, so...
I would say because this is like an emotional argument, it's more charm than persuade. Is that the one you're better at?
Yes, that is the one I'm better at.
I agree, because, you know, when you're charming somebody, it's like a little bit, like you're just kind of coaxing information out versus persuading, you're like wanting them to do something specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a 5.
Ooh. Okay, so this is 2 segments on your clock.
Awesome.
And Halberd looks at you and kind of softens. And she's like, you know, the nice thing about the Big Tomato is that we're equals, and that's kind of like having a sparring partner, you know? So, yeah, I steal from her, and yeah, she breaks down our wall, and yeah, like, that's how it is. But, you know, it's kind of keeps you sharp, right? So she's looking for a chew toy. That's all I know.
All right. Well, thanks for trusting me with that, Halberd. If you're all right with it, I can try to work with that.
Hope you kill her with a knife. I don't know. I don't care. Who cares? She tries to turn over in her hammock. It flips over.
Lottie offers to help her up, probably gets rejected, and then leaves.
Good use of a turn.
Cool.
All right. Connie, I think it has to be you, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm going to try to recover from my injury from before.
Nice. What are you recovering on?
I am concussed.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a health clock.
I do need someone to help me.
Yeah. Who are you going to talk to?
I don't know. Who wants to help?
Tank emerges with the nurse's outfit.
Tank nurse descends outfit from heaven. Tank, you have been recently boyed. You are glowing with boy energy.
Connie, I'm going to be real with you. Today has been pretty sick. So... I'm looking to keep that rolling.
Yes.
What's going on?
No, I just... A lot of head pain. I'm sure something you're used to. We just got, you know, really beaten up during both those encounters with
the
girls.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you usually do to recover?
I go to sleep immediately.
As soon as possible.
I just kind of, like, lay down until it stops hurting. But I know that's not for everyone. What we're going to need to do, there's a thing we do on the Fresco Fuzz when one of us gets a concussion. We're going to have to sing the special concussion song.
Okay, if it works, I'm willing to try.
All right. It's in the key of C. I'm going to count you in. A 1. A 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's concussions. So fast. Concussions.
Concussions. We don't like that.
This is horrible audio.
No, I think it's good, actually.
You gotta sing with me. Okay, from the top. Ready? Concussions, we don't like them. Concussions,
go away.
concussions, we Don't mind them.
I do mind it. The song isn't working.
Okay, Yanoosh concussions gone today.
There we go. Yanoosh knows it.
No, I don't. I don't care. Whatever. Tickle's dumb. Connie, you're more stressed than you've ever been in your life. but weirdly, your head does feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I guess you don't really need to roll, but if I clear this up now,
sure.
Would you roll for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do I roll?
Care roll.
Ooh! Ooh, care roll! Oh, that's a 6, baby! That is a crit! That's not a crit. That's not a crit. Sorry.
Yeah. We have a beautiful moment of unity here. You're singing the concussion song. Yeah, what does it look like? The threads pull tight. The weave is beautiful.
It is weird because it is similar to that. It's just a weird song. But the picture I have is that we're probably outside of the restaurant and Tank is just like looming over me while I'm like, concussion.
Sing the song.
Nurse outfit covered in mud.
And somehow, just the sheer stress of this works.
Amazing. Connie, you know when you've been running for your life and you get that burst of adrenaline and you're like, I'm really alive right now, you know? You're like, damn, I'm alive as hell. And you clear your concussion. Nice job. Tank, nice.
Yeah. Oh, Tank pats himself on the back.
Nice.
And then he disappears.
Just into mist.
Still wearing that little nurse's outfit. Yeah.
We never see him change into it or out of it. It's like a Sailor Moon transformation. Just happens just off camera. Yeah. All right, Tank, you got one more downtime action.
All right. Well, I have to use this to get rid of some stress.
Ah. I just wrote down stress. Do you want to deal with your stress? Do you want to take the 2 off for free, or do you want to roll and live dangerously?
I'm going to live dangerously, baby.
Incredible. All right. So this is your worst attribute.
I should have taken the 2. It's just a 1.
Oh, shit. Wait, yeah. No, that's actually okay, right? Isn't it only if you roll over?
Yes. Yeah, but it's,
less than what I could have gotten without rolling at all.
How many stress do you have right now?
5.
Well, we've got some coin in the mix if you wanted to really go for it. Okay. What does it look like when you try to relax and it doesn't go that well?
Tank is, he's trying out the stoicism thing and trying to meditate, right? And he just doesn't get it. And the thoughts start creeping in. It's like, you know, when you think back to those moments and it's like, I totally missed that dab.
We see the both of your missed dabs like in slow-mo from like different angles.
It's just tearing me up inside. It's all I can think about.
The way Shahadi looked at you, just like so grim, so tired. And you're like, yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
And the meditation doesn't really work.
Yeah, you were on top of a pole in the middle of a lake and it looked really good, but it just like didn't work out. I don't know. Anywho, great. Okay, a great use of a turn. No notes. Would anyone like to do anything? We have 3 coins in the mix. I know we're reserving 1.
We have this meat and it's going to spoil because we don't have a refrigerator. The Screaming Slice does, but we were traveling with it. I think I have 4 ounces of the really tender cut that they gave us. 1 ounce went directly to Tank. I assume they gave it to us in some kind of box, right? Like probably.
I don't know. Probably. I mean, like they're just very put together, so it makes sense they'd be like, oh, well, it's meat. We've got to wrap it. You know, it was like butcher's brown paper. Yes, it was beautiful butcher's paper, new, incredible.
Okay, we can use this.
Yeah,
that's not safe, but. But that's not my mind is not on food health and safety, but I think keeping it as well wrapped in the butcher paper as I can. I walk up to Halberd. She's probably getting ready to go to bed in the dry storage.
Tell you what, actually, you look for Halberd. It's the end of the day. She's not there. She is not in the building. You look in the dry closet where she typically hangs up her hammock. The hammock is also gone. And you wander around, you see Yanoosh doing the closing stuff, and he goes, you're looking for Halberd?
Yeah. Is she not here today?
Yeah, she's out of town. She said she'd be back in a little bit.
Out of town? She didn't tell me anything. Why is she gone?
I don't know. I just work here.
Fine. Do you know, would Petra know? Did she tell anyone what she was doing?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I am going to use some of our fridge space. It's important.
Really? Yanush looks at you with a hard look in his eye.
Trust me, it's very valuable ingredients. We need fridge space for this one.
I have the fridge space very meticulously laid out, okay? You open the fridge. It has, like, masking tape squares that are, like, perfectly... I just want you to be cognizant of what you are doing to me.
I feel like it can be forgiven considering that I have beef. Real, actual
Don't
beef.
Tell me that. Don't tell me that. I'll eat it. It's not beef. Is it?
Well, don't eat it. Now I regret telling you.
Fuck.
Listen, if it disappears, now I know who to blame.
Fuck.
So I'm going to leave a note on this, and it better be there when Halberd gets back.
Yanush looks at you. Pained expression. Right? He now has a status effect called knows there's beef in the fridge.
Command?
Oh, do you want to roll?
Yeah. I could.
Sure, go for it.
Do a relatively risk-free command roll.
Yes, this is very low risk, but yeah.
And I said, I shouldn't like call to roll myself.
Yanush looks at you, nods. That's probably fine. You feel pretty good about it.
Oh, God. I do leave a handwritten note with it. Almost like a thank you note. It's a little bit sappy, like, hey, you've done so much for me, Halberd. Here is, I can't pay you back, but here's something I did to hopefully display my gratitude. If anyone eats this and there's butcher paper missing, it was Yanush.
Incredible. Okay, great job. All right. We're seeing this final scene of Tank relaxing, thinking his thoughts. We're seeing, you know, Lottie in her greenhouse. We're seeing people going to sleep at night. We're seeing, you know, the tents getting zipped up. We're seeing the masks staying on. We're hearing radio noise. We're hearing radio static. We hear a song fading out. It's sweet and it's low.
Hello again. It's Mind Your Mic on the ones and twos. Got some bad news, I'm afraid. I just got word from the weathermen. Some of you may know a ranger named Reddy LaRue. He ain't checked in for a while. It's been about 3 days and Volpertinger asked me to put out the word. If you're round about Shelter Mountain, the Big Pig, or Tezucal, keep a weather eye out. Now, we all know things happen in these wastes. For the sake of those who called him friend, let's come together now. If you're looking to help, call Tower Pony on Breaker 8. The weathermen are keeping up the search as long as they can, and as we know, the shit don't stop dripping. We gotta move. Let's give our man Reddy the dignity of one whole story, okay? Beginning, middle, and end.
And the camera cuts. And we see the wastes at nighttime, all hard edges and glinting metal. Infinite blackness overhead, dazzling stars. And we're in the remains of a massive building. It's been blown open. It's scorched at the edges. Twisted rebar and walls at arcane angles. The camera's real low to the ground, and we see a pair of cowboy boots. Walking slow and steady. Tough, well-worn boots. Tidy blue jeans. This man is in no hurry at all. We watch these boots as they walk up to a lump on the ground, pause, and then carefully push it over with one toe. We see that the lump is a human body, gut shot, mangled. It's a few days old, stiff and strange and bug-encrusted. Reddy always wore a bunch of silk scarves on every limb, those fine silk clothes. He did it when he was ranging so people could see him, because he always said, visible means safe. They're fanning out around him now, tangled, bright colors, black with blood. And the camera pulls out, and the guy steps back. He's in his 40s or 50s. Scruffy beard, thinning brown mullet, jeans and a tank top. He's wearing no mask at all. He's smoking an e-cigarette, looking down at this body. Tilted over one shoulder, he's got this huge black machine gun. It's like water-cooled, parts of it are glowing purple. It's got this crazy holographic sight glinting gold on one end. It looks insane. And a few paces away, we see a person in all khaki. The gadget on their wrist is projecting a keyboard into midair, and they're typing on it with their other hand, unfamiliar symbols. They speak without looking up.
You know, if you left the body somewhere obvious, they'd stop looking.
They can't afford to care forever.
They will, if you just keep shooting anyone who gets within a mile of a sight.
He kneels down to the body, reaches out with one hand, straight into the center of the torso, where the body turns into gray meat. He flexes his hand, fishing. He's trying to find Reddy's heart. That's what's so nice about this place. Nobody remembers. Nobody stays. He smiles. Except me, of course. He pulls back, he shakes his hand off. There's viscera dripping down.
Trent, are we close to wrapping up? Thought we could hit a few more sights before sunrise.
Yeah, you got it. He stands up, pulls back, and kicks, full force. For the first time, you see a faint shimmer around Trent Dort. And dead bodies are heavy, but the mortal remains of Reddy LaRue are just blasted across the ground, skidding, smashing into the rubble and dust. And he lands a few feet away from this dark spot on the ground. The camera pulls back, and we see that this dark spot is a hole. Maybe 5 feet wide, perfectly circular, right down into the rock. Drill hole. Big, big drill hole. Trent walks up, see the body where it landed, looks down, kicks it into the hole. It falls hard and heavy. We are listening. We hear wind through metal. We hear the call of a jailbird many miles away. We do not hear the body land.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, please leave us a rate and review. Check out our website on hypergallant.com. Thank you to The Dren, The Serfs, Crime of Passing, Herberts Again, and our very own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game A-Stage.